What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. This is your host, Terry Sue, and today we will be discussing yoga for kids with yoga instructor and children's book author, Teresa Ann Power. Teresa Ann Power, avid yoga practitioner for the past quarter century, is the author of the ABCs of Yoga for Kids. Her book has won 8 awards, including receiving a gold medal in the Mom's Choice Awards. For the past 8 years, she has taught yoga to children, both in schools and at local locations, and has spoken at numerous libraries, schools, bookstores, yoga studios, and school conferences. Teresa has also taught teacher training seminars at Children's Bureau and Pathways to help children from all walks of life be exposed to the health benefits of yoga. She is a member of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators and the Independent Book Publishers Association and writes articles about children's health on Examiner.com. She lives in Pacific Palisades, California, with her husband and 2 teenage children. For more information, please visit Teresa's website at www.abcyogaforkids.com or contact her at teresa@abcyogaforkids.com. Welcome, Teresa.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry Sue. I'm excited to be here today.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. So let's start. What inspired you, actually, to write the ABCs of Yoga for Kids?
Well, I was teaching yoga for kids at the time, and I just found that there weren't enough books on the market, children's books, that I found that were good with pictures and be able to be user-friendly for children. A lot of them were either too adult for them, and I really came up through my teaching of kids classes. I had been teaching at a local school, preschoolers, I came up with this idea about the alphabet. So I decided to mix in the letters of the alphabet with the specific poses. And I actually just started making a dictionary up with the kids. And it was so much fun to do. And it gradually evolved into my book.
Well, I have to tell you, as a teacher, I thoroughly enjoyed the book. And my students love the book. I did it just before testing in the spring. And every day before we started, we would take maybe 2 or 3 yoga poses a day. And I'm telling you, every break, every reading period, the children would really fight over who was going to get the book to read. And they love the colors and they love the poses. And it's just a delight, I have to tell you.
Well, thank you so much. And that's what really warms my heart. And that's one of the things that makes me so happy to have written this book, because, you know, initially I was just teaching yoga to a limited amount of kids, and I really wanted to share my love of yoga with kids from all walks of life and across the world. And to hear teachers like you, you know, say that you've used my book and how much it's helped the kids really just warms my heart and makes me feel that I'm doing a lofty goal by helping out kids with the yoga.
We also keep it, I keep it in the classroom on the whiteboard, because my students from last year told my students this year about the book. And so now they're asking me, are we going to get a chance to use that before testing Miss Hill. And so I just, it's really cute. And when I had recess duty today, actually, and I told the students that I was going to be interviewing you today, and they were so excited. That's the ones from last year. So they immediately on the grass started doing their little yoga poses. It was the cutest thing.
Oh, that is so great. That is so great.
So when I look at the book, I was wondering, what do you recommend to be the youngest age to start practicing yoga?
Well, Terry Sue, infant babies can do certain yoga moves to strengthen their muscles with the help of an adult. So parents or caregivers can guide a baby's body through movements of each posture. Mm-hmm. And definitely 1 to 3-year-old children can practice simple asanas with the help of an adult as well. However, I really believe that 3 years old is the ideal age to introduce children to a yoga practice. Toddlers at this age can imitate what they see and manipulate their bodies into the poses on their own without the help of an adult.
So why do you think that we should encourage students to embrace yoga at such a young age?
Well, you know, yoga has become the most widely practiced exercise in the world, and kids should be encouraged to embrace yoga at a young age because during these formative years, they're really very impressionable and open to new ideas and concepts. So yoga really helps kids get over their fears of trying something new at an early age. In addition, since yoga instills non-competitive skills, it's a huge boost for a young child's self-esteem. Children who practice yoga develop a good value system as well, as they learn to respect themselves and in turn respect others. And not only for these reasons, but yoga also promotes calmness, centering, and even temperness while developing discipline and a love of learning. And as you said, because you said that you use the yoga book before the kids do their testing, that this translates into better concentration and focus at school. So in sum, yoga is a natural and healthy way for young children to exercise, relax, focus, and strengthen their minds and bodies.
And there's one that I know that the students really, really like, simply because it's a well-known pose or asana, and it's the letter E, the easy pose. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read a part of that book. I like to relax in easy pose, taking deep breaths in and out through my nose. With my legs crossed and my back straight, I continue to breathe while counting to 8. And when they were sitting in a little circle, they looked adorable. They were sitting so straight, and their legs were crossed, and they had their little fingertips touching. And they really enjoyed it. There's another one that they used to joke about called the do-nothing pose, and it says, my days can be so busy, sometimes it's hard not to get in a tizzy. The do-nothing pose helps calm my mind and keeps me from getting myself in a bind. I close my eyes and rest on my back, making sure that my body is straight, not out of whack. With arms alongside me and palms to the ceiling, I focus on my breath to keep my mind from reeling. And they love the words as well.
Yeah, you know what? Those are two of my absolute favorite poses, and the great thing about both of those ones you just mentioned is that kids don't have to be in any sort of shape or anything else good, you know, to do these kind of poses. I mean, anyone can sit, these kids can sit cross-legged and just learn how to breathe and calm themselves down, which is what yoga is all about. And the do-nothing pose, of course, is like Savasana, where you lie on your back and relax after you've done all the yoga poses. So those are two of my favorite ones myself, and the kids that I teach as well.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because are there any allowances for physical disabilities?
Oh, for children? Well, you know what?
Yes.
Yoga is particularly helpful for children with special needs, whether the result of bad posture or sports leading to tension and stiffness, or whether they stem from a more serious disability. So there are definitely poses to help with correcting stiffness as well as benefiting those with special needs. However, all the 56 poses in my book are easily done by kids whether they have any sort of special needs or not. I mean, the beauty of yoga is that they do it at their own pace, so they don't have to do the poses perfectly. What they're doing is they're learning how to still their bodies in a particular pose and breathe in it. Mm-hmm. And through practicing yoga, children will become more aware of their breath and inner workings of their bodies and minds. So I definitely think that yoga begins by accepting one's limitations and working with this self-acceptance to gradually transcend those limitations through practicing yoga.
So and, with that, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to add that a great book about yoga for children with special needs is Yoga for the Special Child by Sonia Sumar. And she seems to, a lot of people have read that book, and I actually have done some seminars about for children with special needs and incorporated some of the postures from her book into them.
So with that in mind, how do students, or I'm saying students, I'm still in teacher mode right now, how do kids react when you attempt to get them to assume a certain asana or yoga position?
Well, the kids actually act with total enthusiasm. I mean, they absolutely love getting into the poses. And they get so excited, like you said, to do the poses. And for me, I try to make it fun for them. Because the more fun that is, and that's why my book has all these colorful illustrations and the poems that kind of describe how to do the pose, but it's in a fun poem form, is that that way the kids use their imagination and are better able to express themselves and their body in the poses.
Okay, well, we're going to get a little bit more into that later on, but right now it's time for us to take a short break. So, this is Terry Sue with my guest, Teresa Ann Power, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Zoom Leadership.
An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our discussion on Yoga for Kids with Teresa Ann Power, who is the author of the very colorful book, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids. So, Teresa, what would you say, and I know that a lot of times young kids have a difficult time concentrating because their little minds are so active and they have so many things on their mind. So, what do you think are some of the aspects of yoga that increase concentration and focus?
Well, there's many areas that increase concentration and focus. As a matter of fact, all the postures in general do that. And the benefits of yoga for kids are many, including they do increase focus and concentration and developing discipline. So, for instance, those two go together. For instance, when a child is holding, let's say, the tree pose, right, which is that posture. In fact, you know what? Let me just read you that pose because that's a good one. That one really helps with their focus and concentration. So the poem in my book goes, I am an old and solid tree. My roots grow deep into the ground beneath me. Bending one leg, I bring my foot to my thigh. Balancing can be tricky, but I'll give it a try. I focus my sight on a single spot. Yoga improves my concentration a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is a big pose for their concentration because not only do they have to concentrate on bringing their foot inside their thigh and manipulating their little muscles, but they also have to focus on concentrating on one point to get them focused so that they can be steady and not totter around. And it teaches them how to ground themselves into the earth, which is so important to keep them grounded. And that is one of my favorite postures for concentration and focus, although all the standing poses really work their concentration and focus, as well as many of the other poses, too, because there's a lot of concentration and focus just to get them to manipulate their bodies into the position.
So I'm going to switch switch the topic and focus a little bit. I want to kind of talk about the chakras. Are they taught about chakras and which areas of the body their asana or position is taking care of?
You know, that's a very interesting question, but no. At that age, I really don't talk about that. I feel that discussions concerning the chakras and the area of the body the asanas relate to are much too advanced for young children.
Okay.
And although I teach yoga to both adults and children, ranging from 3 to 18-year-olds, my specialty is 3 to 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And I feel that these younger children thrive with yoga when it's presented in the simplest of terms. So okay. The main thing for young children to learn is how to self-regulate their bodies through the various yoga postures. The rest will naturally come later when they hopefully will continue to study and practice yoga. You really don't want to overload a young child's mind with too much because they're just starting to develop with their minds and their bodies, and
sure.
They really aren't equipped to understand these things. These are more adult, or not adult concepts, but I really wouldn't introduce them to any sort of thing like that until maybe the preteens could probably handle that.
Oh, so with that in mind, do you discuss any of the health benefits then?
Like
this
definitely.
Is good for this part of your body?
That just depends on the age, because the 3 to 6-year-olds, I basically tell them what yoga is. You know, I say that yoga is basically a combination of breath and movement, and they're doing these exercises to learn how to breathe and be in a pose at the same time. And I mention to them that especially a lot of deep breathing will help them calm their bodies down. And then I tell the kids, for instance, if they're fighting with a sibling or if they're upset about something, to go and sit down in easy pose, take some deep breaths in through their nose, and that'll calm them down. But no, like there's a lot of things that go on with the postures where you're twisting across internal organs. There's so many things going on that the kids don't really need to know about. You know, they just need to be focusing on doing the postures, and the benefits are happening regardless if they know it or not.
Okay. So then how are strength and endurance approached then in your teaching?
Well,
I know a lot of times students will want to know, or children rather, will want to know what part of their body will become stronger. I know sometimes when my students are out to PE, or they'll ask our PE instructor, okay, what is this helping us do? You know, that kind of thing. And different students that are on various sports teams, they're kind of interested in whether it's going to help their legs or their arms or something like that. So I was just wondering the same thing about yoga. And I know that that would not apply to a 3-year-old or something like that, but maybe some of the older kids.
Oh, definitely it applies to the older kids. And even some of the 3-6-year-olds, a lot of them, I ask them, they play basketball, you know, at a young age. You know, they can start these sports pretty early now, right?
Yes,
so
they do.
I do discuss that with them, and that yoga really does help with the with other sports activities. It really, I teach them that it helps to stretch out their muscles, and there are certain poses, for instance, the ragdoll, where the children are just leaning forward and hanging forward, right? It really stretches out their hamstrings. And the downward dog pose is very good for their calves, to stretch out their calves and muscles, especially for athletes. And so, yes, and if the kids ask me what this pose is doing for them, I will definitely, explain to them the particular pose. And children benefit from yoga's physical strengthening, as maintaining the postures does require effort from young muscles. But what I like to do in terms of helping them strengthen their bodies is I start out gradually and then slowly increase the time each posture is held. So in that way, it increases their strength and endurance. So, for example, the dog pose that I was talking about, mm-hmm. when I first teach it to kids, I have them hold it for a slow count of 8, which maybe would be 20 seconds or so. And then over a period of time, we increase the count, and then eventually we'll hold it up to a minute. And this really helps build their concentration, stamina, and muscle control. And I say that for all the postures, because basically all the postures are really, especially all the postures in my book, they're really all benefiting different areas of the body, but it's all the same thing that's happening.
So that brings me to my next question then. What's the difference between yoga and exercise?
Well, basically, yoga is a combination of breath and movement, as I said earlier. So mm-hmm. when you're doing regular exercise, you're not exactly, you are breathing for that matter in exercise, but you're not really mindful of your breath. So basically, I'd like to start out with that it is a combination of the breath and movement, and also other sports activities can be very jarring on kids' bodies. So even though physical activity is natural to kids and essential for their health and development, I think that that the main difference between yoga and exercise is that yoga combines breath and movement, like I said before, and is a mindful connection with one's body. So yoga benefits not only the external body by building flexibility and strength, but also the internal glands and organs, which I kind of briefly touched upon earlier. It also works each and joint and muscle of the body evenly, as opposed to most sports, which focus on one-sided or repetitive movements.
Yes.
And children need exercise, but all too often the physical education and sports at school focus on competition and performance, sometimes pushing children beyond their natural limits. So yoga, on the other hand, is not about attaining the perfect pose. Rather, it's about doing what is right for each individual's body type. That's why we talked earlier about how children with special needs or disabilities can still practice yoga.
Absolutely. And I know that some of the poses in the book look pretty challenging, and some of the students would try to challenge each other to see if they could get into this flower pose.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a beautiful flower growing in the sun, just as my teacher said it would be. Yoga surely is fun. Sitting with the soles of my feet touching, careful that my back is not hunching, I lift my legs and bring my arms beneath my knees. Balancing on my seat, I count to 3. And boy, you should have seen those poses.
Oh, I bet they love doing that. That's one of the, that, and it's such a pretty illustration, too, with the flower like that. The kids love that. And what you're saying there is what I really believe, is that every child can succeed because every child can improve, and they can try the pose, and then they can keep on doing it, and they get better.
And I love the way you have the illustration. The child is in the pose showing, say, for instance, with the flower pose. The child is in the pose with the flower so that they see why it's called that particular name.
Well, that's what's really fun about the book, and that's what my idea was, is to make it fun and imaginative and to show it. Like you said, there's a flower right by the flower pose. For the tree pose, she's standing near a tree. So the dog pose, there's a dog there. So it really helps kids to see what they're doing.
Yes. So, oh, well, it's time for us to take another short break, Teresa. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Teresa Ann Power, yoga instructor and author of the delightful book, It Is a Delight, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids. You are listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host, as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our discussion on yoga for kids with Teresa Ann Power. So, Teresa, how do you instill curiosity or desire in children to begin practicing yoga? And are they allowed it to express any creativity and imagination? Can they come up with their own poses?
Well, yes, of course. So I'll talk about the first part of the question first, and then I'll get into how they can make up their own poses. So the way to instill a curiosity or desire in our youth to take up yoga lies in making it fun for them. So they love to use their imagination and creativity at that age. So I basically share what I love with the children I teach, and my goal is to make yoga enjoyable for them so they can stay engaged with their yoga practice to learn fitness, relaxation, concentration, and awareness. And the key to maintaining the children's interest in what they're doing is to keep the exercises short and lively so they can maintain their energy and concentration. And also retaining a light tone and intermixing games with the poses keeps the young child's attention while at the same time fulfilling the educational goal of yoga for kids. And also adapting yoga poses with imaginative play offers children an opportunity to experience balance in our constantly changing world. So, for instance, kind of a fun game that I do with the kids that you might even want to incorporate in your teaching is I'll have them sit in easy pose, which we talked about earlier, cross-legged, and they sit in a circle. And then I have a little bell, and it's not too loud, that I've had for years. So anyway, so one kid takes the bell. It's kind of like Duck Duck Goose a little bit. But what that one child does is he goes and everyone closes their eyes, which helps them to center themselves. And then one child goes around the circle quietly and rings the bell gently in someone's ear so that they have to listen to when it's rung in their ear. And then after that, that child takes the bell, go around the whole circle. And it's such a nice, the kids love playing this game. They beg to play this game. So it's fun to incorporate games like that with doing the actual yoga poses, especially for younger children that it's hard for them to stay focused for a long period of time. This really helps them do that and helps them trust that, you know, they're gonna, their friend's going to ring the bell in their ear, you know, and that they can sit quietly and not be worried about it. So that's an aside. And then the second part of your question, are they allowed to express creativity and imagination? Of course they are. Yoga should always be fun. Then the body will simply let go spontaneously. It is a welcome oasis in a culture that offers little in the way of mindful yet active play. What children care about most is having fun. While adult yoga can be more serious, kids' yoga has to be full of imagination and creativity to spark the natural inclination of our children to practice yoga. So one way that they use their imagination could be having the kids pretend they are cows in the cow pose and say, moo, moo. You know, the kids love to say that, using their vocal cords to get, you know, stuff out. And or they can say meow in the cat pose. So the goal is to keep yoga practice short and imaginative with young children, like kissing in cobra pose or leaping in the frog pose. These kind of things just make it fun, give them energy, and yet there's still quieter poses where you can really rein them in. And also, I do have, in terms of doing their own thing, we have a pose that I made up with the letter N, because I couldn't think of an N pose, which is the new pose. So there's a picture of a girl with question marks, you know, all around her, and it says, it's time for me to create a new yoga pose. I must remember to breathe in and out through my nose. And the kids love that. I mean, for like Christmas, they make up the Santa Claus pose. They make up the Jack in the Box.
I like to see that.
Halloween. I mean, you have no idea. And also, when I was writing this book, getting back to when I was thinking about the book, I had the kids help me with a lot of these poses, you know, like, because some of the letters of the alphabet actually don't correspond to a real live, you know, official yoga pose. So, yes, it has to be fun. I mean, if you can't make it fun for the kids, then they just are going to naturally not want to do it. Young kids just want to have fun, and as they get older, then you can, you know, rein it down a little bit.
On a little bit more serious note, if a child is having emotional difficulties, are there any coping skills
that
the child could refer to using the yoga practices?
Oh, definitely. A lot of children have some problems with coping. But again, too, making it fun and inviting them to practice at their own pace really can help children feel a little more secure because there's something going on when they're having the emotional difficulties. Mm-hmm. And simple deep breaths, for instance, can go a long way to calm down an emotional child. I mean, really, just sitting in that easy pose and just having a child just take some deep breaths really can make a huge difference. And one of the most calming poses is the mouse pose. It's also called child's pose or balasana. Mm-hmm. And according to Bikram Yoga, it can give you more relaxation than 8 hours of sleep. So that's one to remember. That
I didn't know that.
Mouse pose. Well, I call it the mouse pose. It's actually a lot of the poses in my book, I took some liberties with what I called them, but people know, you know, can tell that it's the same as the child's pose.
So that brings me to another question. What's the best time of day to practice yoga with children?
Well, the ideal time of day for children to practice yoga is in the morning when they're fresh, and it really starts their day in a calm and relaxed manner. And also, it's preferable for them to practice on an empty stomach, so practicing right after a meal is not really ideal. Many of the poses work on the digestive system and twist across internal organs, so having a full stomach can sometimes make practicing uncomfortable and interfere with some of the internal benefits. So at school, I mean, ideally it's in the morning, but, you know, one of my classes I ended up teaching was right after snack time, and, you know, you do what you have to do, you know, and the kids are going to get a benefit from it no matter what. And also, for younger kids, I'd say the 3 to 8-year-olds, you don't have to have a set routine per se. You can practice different poses and just pick and choose which ones you want to work with as long as at the end you do the do-nothing pose. And so, you know, you can take some liberties. It doesn't have to be... Also, with young kids, you have to really be quick and have a lot of energy and be able to shift gears quickly because kids have such, you know, unfocused minds, so to say. You know, they just are, you know, all over the place, so you really want to rein them in. But if there's a day where they're just all, like, you know, out of control and rowdy, then you got to think of some pose that's going to really calm them down.
Absolutely. I know all about that. Well, it's time for us to take another short break. This is Terry Sue with my guest, Teresa Ann Power, yoga instructor and children's book author. You are listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, as we continue our discussion on Yoga for Kids with Teresa Ann Power. So, Teresa, what effect will it have on an individual, daytime versus afternoon or evening, to practice yoga? I mean, especially with kids. You said that the morning is the best time, and possibly on an empty stomach because of the different poses or asanas that they have to get in. But as far as the time of day is concerned, do you feel that yoga can be kind of relaxing so that when they finish, when they're done with their day, and maybe an evening class might calm them down and relax them enough to get a good night's sleep? I was just kind of wondering about the different times of day to practice for kids.
Okay, for kids. So, like, I agree with what you said, that the daytime practice is preferable for the reasons I said. And also an evening is good because I have found a lot of, I teach a lot of families too, like they do the yoga with the kids and the mom and dad. And so we do that in the evening and then the kids go to bed afterwards. And actually it is very calming to do that. And I have taught certain children's parents how to do a little routine right before they go to bed so that it kind of calms their mind. And there are certain poses that are helpful for that as opposed to others that really can get them into that mode where they can just go to sleep afterwards. And my own experience is basically during the day, right, or in the evening. Now, the problem is with these afternoon classes, that's why I'm a big advocate of teaching yoga in schools. And I'm so happy that you're doing it, and I would love to see teachers in general have my book or be able to expose the kids in their classroom to some simple yoga poses. And I don't think it would take that much time even every day to just incorporate a little bit of breath and movement for their kids. Because the problem that I've found in teaching after school yoga is that the kids have so many other activities to do that they'd rather do their basketball or their, you know, tennis,
yes,
you know, ballet, whatever they're going to
sure.
do. And it's hard to get them to commit to an afternoon yoga class. And not only that, but when I did teach at the school, I taught an extension class after school, right after school, the kids were so out of control because they were so wound up from being in school all day. I mean, you know what I mean? And I mean, having to concentrate, so they all of a sudden they let loose right in the afternoon. And so it was really hard to rein them in to want to do the yoga because all they wanted to do is just dispel energy and rather than focus in and quiet it down. So I tend, from my own experience, think that the best it would be the daytime practice during school or the evening later on, late in the afternoon. But just right after school, I think kids honestly need to just dispel energy. And sometimes yoga, it's hard to get them to want to center themselves.
Right.
I mean, that's just from my own experience.
Have you found, who's more receptive to yoga, girls or boys?
Well, at a young age, both. There's no difference. Now, as they get older, yes, the girls are the ones that are probably going to want you. But there's a lot of boys that may not be the big athletes or the jocks, you know, that really enjoy the yoga for that reason, because it's something that it's non-competitive and they can do it. But, and especially if you expose those boys to it, the young 3 to 4 year olds, you know, even the ones that are really into their sports, they still will start to really like it, so that when they get older, they won't poo-poo it as much because they've been exposed to it and have enjoyed it. Because as they get older, the older the kids get, the more the girls are the ones that stick with it and the boys don't, because the boys think they have to be flexible, or you know what I mean? Or
yes.
If you expose them, like with my book does, at an early age, that will really change their attitude. And that's what's really important, because what we're doing with kids' yoga is we're just planting the seed for them.
I lost you for a minute yoga. There. And so, Teresa?
Yes.
Are there a minimum amount of asanas or positions that are practiced? Okay, let me ask you this. How long is the typical session, yoga session or yoga class, with children?
Okay, with preschoolers? Around 20 minutes is a good place to start.
Oh, okay.
And each exercise lasts around 20 seconds, working up to 1 minute as they learn to stay focused. And there should also be at least 2 minutes. So, like, I'd say there's 20. I have half-hour classes, but I have around 20 minutes of the postures or games or whatever we're going to be doing, and then at least 2 to 3 minutes of the relaxation of the do-nothing pose at the end. So that would, you know, count to almost half an hour by the time you add that in. And elementary children can practice for half an hour, full half an hour. Preteens, half an hour to 45 minutes, and keeping it simple so they can be successful. And teens can do the same yoga that adults do, basically. So once they become teenagers, they can go to an adult class.
So what are some tips? Okay, so we're just going to look at it from a family perspective right now for a few minutes. And so what are some tips for parents to encourage children to become interested in yoga? I know one is that if the parent is interested, then the child sometimes will be, and that's the encouragement there. But other than that.
Yes, because a lot of times the parents don't practice yoga, so therefore the kids aren't going to, you know, have that role model. So basically, I would say one thing is for the parents to do the poses with their child if possible. There's a lot of poses, especially in my book, that parents can do very easily with their children. So if the parents are engaging in the activity as well, then the kids are going to think it's something worthwhile to do. And that's why I wrote my book, to have something that could inspire kids to practice yoga poses and simple enough for parents to follow along, even if they themselves have never done yoga before. And children really need to be physically active each day. And so yoga is one exercise that kids can enjoy because it uses many different movements. It's not competitive a sport. So parents can show their children the benefits of yoga in entertaining ways to encourage them to give it a try. So in other words, yoga for kids can be thought of as creative movement. So the parents can set up a time and a space for them to do yoga together. So for instance, you know, maybe in the, not right after school, but like I said, late afternoon, maybe the parents could set aside some time and say, okay, let's just sit down and maybe do a few yoga poses. And yoga, really, we're talking about, I think you'd asked me about what were the maximum number of postures to do, but there really is no minimum or maximum. There's no magic number when parents are doing it at home with their kids. Parents can sit down for 5 minutes and say, okay, let's just sit in easy pose together and breathe and calm ourselves down after our day. Or they can pick a few poses and make it into a little fun routine with their child. It's up to them to really see where their child wants to go and to listen to their child, you know, for the child, see where the child wants to go with it. Because if you let the child take the lead and you're setting the space to do it, that the child becomes empowered that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And also, should parents be mindful? I know we were talking earlier about not eating or trying not to eat before going to class because of the different poses that work on the digestive or work with the digestive system. But are there any special foods that children should be, I guess, moving more toward eating in order to have a healthier body, in order to be able to assume this positions of yoga?
Well,
I hope I'm asking that the right way.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying. Basically, if there's any sort of special diet or that would help build their flexibility,
yes,
strength, and stamina. And that's a really interesting question. And, you know, of course, really what we want to go for is a diet including protein, right? I think protein's essential to building a strong body and immune system, especially for younger kids, whether it be through, you know, fish, chicken, meat, or, you know, beans, whatever they have. But they really need a balanced diet is what they need. And they need lots of fruits and vegetables, obviously, to stay strong and healthy. But there's no easy one-size-fits-all solution to the right foods to eat or avoid to become a better yogi. The food that children eat should provide energy and clarity. And there's no definitive diet that I would actually recommend. It's a good diet will vary from person to person. The main thing to remember is that what your child eats should make them feel healthy, sleep well, and feel that their practice is supported by their yoga practice. So parents can also look into many, there's many now nutritional supplements that are geared towards children that actually enhance their concentration, like the fish oils, or there's all kinds of things. But in terms of a diet, you know, I think that as long as kids are eating a balanced, healthy diet, you know, they don't want to eat refined sugars and, you know, and donuts and all that kind of stuff. That's why we have so much childhood obesity. But I really do believe that once children start practicing yoga, and I've seen it in the kids I teach, that once they start a steady practice of yoga, they're starting to feel good about their bodies. Their body will naturally tell them what foods are right. Like, they will naturally start to avoid those kind of high-processed sugary foods, because they won't make them feel good.
And I'm going to cut you short on that because I want to get to my last question because I'm so excited.
Okay.
Are there any plans to write another book, perhaps The ABCs of Yoga for Adults? And I'm serious about that.
Yes, there's definitely another book in the works, and The ABCs of Yoga for Adults is definitely going to be it. I am in the process of it right now, and I am very thrilled about it, and I think that it's going to be a continuation of my book for kids, very simple and to the point, and I'm really excited working on it right now.
Okay, well, I would like to once again thank my guest, Teresa Ann Power, for joining me this week to talk about her book, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids and the Healthy Benefits of Helping Children Incorporate It into Their Lives. If you would like to find out more, Teresa can be reached at www.abcyogaforkids.com. And I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in to Frame of Mind. And I hope that you've enjoyed our time together. At the Chopra Center, we always are asked three questions before entering our meditative state. And those questions are, who am I, what do I want, and how can I serve others using my unique gifts and talents? And I encourage you to ponder those questions as well. I'm also asking you to think about someone you know who could be helped or served by this knowledge and share it with them. So live in peace, everyone, and love everyone, and enjoy your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on Seventh Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths, live and think healthier this week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
For some time now, we have heard more about buying from local farms and sustainable agriculture. We also hear about our world becoming more polluted and our resources being depleted. What does this mean for our future and our children's future? Sustainable Agriculture Spotlight with Jeff Berkby will focus on local foods, a sustainable farming system, and most importantly, a healthy community. You'll hear from regional and national experts on a variety of topics. Listen for Sustainable Agriculture Spotlight, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the Green Talk Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Total career success. What does it mean to you? Voice America presents a radio program dedicated to help you achieve your career goal. Even in times of economic uncertainty, you can achieve your financial goals. Whether you're a college grad, new in the working environment, or a top-level executive, you will benefit from the practical and proven advice on job search and career advancement. Join Ken and Cheryl Dawson every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for total career success on Voice America.
Never be satisfied. Let that be a lesson you take away from Double Time with Double D, featuring businessman and former NFL star Dave Duerson. We'll talk about the NFL with special focuses on the game itself, and Double D will take your calls and answer your emails live on the show. It's not Football 101, but rather an in-depth look in the locker room, on the field, away from the field, and opening up the mind of the player. The program will also feature positive messages, so tune in to Double Time with Double D, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
When planning for the future, we need to look at all the facets: environmental, humanitarian, and social. There are so many challenges that we face in keeping everything straight and environmentally sound. That's where the deliberacy, taking deliberate actions to benefit all, comes in. Join your host, author Christopher Eldridge, every weekend for a look at the missing cornerstone that is lacking in the solutions to the challenges we face every day. Listen Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before,
Let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
The Marsh Engel Show. Join the movement to empower yourself with the essentials of feminine power and success and learn how women around the world are becoming more inspired, more influential, and absolutely amazing. Each week, Marsh sits down for an engaging conversation with women who are boldly committed to living their most amazing life. You'll discover ways to step into your greatest vision, deepen your relationships, and unleash your real creative brilliance. Get ready. It's time to jump into the conversation. That's Monday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for the Marsh Engel Show on the Voice America Business Network.
Two views,
different topics,
questions,
answers,
news,
and advice.
You'll want to check out Ecoman and the Skeptic live from Philadelphia University.
Every week, join hosts Rob Fleming and Chris Pastor as they tackle a different topic on sustainability.
You'll hear all sides of the issue supported by guests who provide valuable insights.
Get ready to be engaged, educated, and entertained when you tune into Ecoman and the Skeptic.
Broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on, it will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone, where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement, get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Now there's a new destination for video content, voiceamerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Green, better, best. Never should you rest till your green is better and your better best. Tune in every Thursday morning for a look at residential construction with your hosts Bill Martin and Rick Goyette. Green, better, best will meld two minds, one of an architect,
that's Bill,
and one of a builder,
that would be Rick,
as they provide their expertise and that of their guests to show you which building practices are green, better, or best. Listen Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for the game plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to the game plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet?
choice, and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.